testimony on their terms. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Former President Trump hasn't replied to a subpoena from the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot, but the committee's co-chair has indicated the panel is prepared for any circumstance.
Wyoming GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney said on NBC's Meet the Press that should the former president testify, there are parameters.
If he intends to take the fifth, that he ought to alert us of that ahead of time.
She says the committee is also wary of the president's offer to testify live.
This isn't going to be, you know, his first debate against Joe Biden and the circus and the food fight that became.
Cheney says there would be discipline in any questioning. The committee has set a deadline of November 14th for former President Trump to appear.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. With about 2 weeks to go before Election Day, Republicans are feeling pretty good. Most of them are running on the economy.
The issues really are inflation. A dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth only 88.3 cents.
Senator Ron Johnson on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The White House points to a strong job market and the Inflation Reduction Act, which lowers the cost of prescription drugs. The attack over the summer on Salman Rushdie has left the author with long-lasting injuries. According to a published report, he lost sight in one of his eyes and has lost the use of one of his hands. A suspect is behind bars and has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. Far-right talk show host Alex Jones wants a new trial. Earlier this month, a Connecticut jury decided he should pay nearly $1 billion in compensatory damages to eight families impacted by the 2012 school shooting in Newtown. For years, Jones repeatedly said the massacre was a hoax. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Early voting is being taken advantage of in Georgia.
Georgians are showing up to the polls in large numbers, and according to the Georgia Secretary of State office, those numbers are on pace with the turnout seen during the 2020 election. It shows that well over 500,000 people have already cast a ballot, with more than 90% of those votes coming in from in-person voters.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has made voting rights the centerpiece of her campaign. Republicans say the heavy turnout shows voters are not being disenfranchised. Early voting begins tomorrow in Texas, where a recent poll has Republican Governor Greg Abbott expanding his lead over Democrat Beto O'Rourke. The poll from the University of Texas at Austin gives Abbott an 11-point lead. In Texas and elsewhere along our southern border, illegal immigration and illegal drug trafficking are hot-button issues. In Nogales, Arizona last week, two major drug busts were made.
85,000 fentanyl pills as well as 114 pounds of meth. Then the second bust, 47,000 fentanyl pills, 8 pounds of fentanyl powder, and another 48 pounds of meth. Again, all in one day's work at a single CBP port of entry.
Fox's Bill Malusian. You might have a pair or two in your closet. An iconic footwear brand is celebrating a birthday.
Crocs is turning 20 years old, and it's marking the milestone with a new shoe. To celebrate, Crocs has unveiled its Echo Clog, which comes in gold and cream, complete with adjustable heel straps, and runs about $70 a pair. Croc's first design was called The Beach and launched in 2002. Since then, more than 300 million pairs of Crocs have been sold.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.